Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, it's the morning mess, and it's time for another one. It's time for the After Mess podcast. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
And Anish is still, during this week, if you're listening to our show, he's been self-isolated in his apartment because he was hanging out, having dates with people with COVID. Huh, Anish?
Oh, my God. It wasn't a date. I was hanging out with a friend. We went out to dinner. We sat outside. And then he texted me a couple days after that he did test positive for COVID. So I was being precautious. I stayed home because I'm not trying to get y'all sick.
Right. At this point, wouldn't it have been worth it to just get COVID while hooking up with somebody and give them a one-night stand, though?
No, because the symptoms that my friend is talking about, uh-uh.
Oh, yeah, though they're pretty bad. I guess it's just you had to stay home, but, like, you didn't get it. So I guess that's why we're just saying we miss you.
Wow. Well, you could have just said that.
We miss you.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
I kind of miss you.
She said we. She included all of us.
The After Mess.
All right, so the past couple of weeks we've done the podcast getting to know the members. I'm going to do this so we get through all members. Myself, Joey Boy, went the first week. Carla made me cry. Then last week, we talked to Anish, and we talked about how he would give himself head if he could.
Yes.
Today, we are focused on our own Gina with a J.
Hey.
Born and bred, Phoenix's very own Gina with a J. Gina, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Does this scare you, us asking you anything? And can we ask you anything?
Yeah, you can ask me anything, and yes, I'm nervous.
Nervous.
I'll be honest.
Let's start with Carla asking the first question, because Carla just seems to like, you know what? She hits you off with the heaters, and she has no filter. Carla.
I'm going to just ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
If you were to, like, let's say, take a pregnancy test today, and you were pregnant, would a thought of, fuck, I wish I wasn't, cross your mind? Just because I know you just had two babies. Is that something that you'd be a little scared of?
I feel like I've been pretty honest about this. Definitely. There are many reasons why I would not be excited for another pregnancy right now. Me and my husband, I mean, he'd be freaking thrilled. He'd be through the moon. So I have a TMI alert. I have an IUD, which is like a form of birth control, but I don't get my periods anymore. Mm-hmm. And I take a test every single month because like the period is how you know you're not pregnant.
Right.
And I need to know immediately if I am, because we got to figure that shit out. Every time I tell him it's negative, he's upset and I'm thrilled. So I guess it'd be really nice to have like his support on it. But
to also not want to have a baby.
No. Like, because if I do get pregnant, like, we would keep that child. Like,
right.
That's... Okay. I want a third kid. I just don't feel like I'm ready for it right now. So I would be really nervous, but having his support and excitement would definitely help. But there's a lot of reasons why I would not want another kid right now.
IUD, what's the percentage of that you won't be pregnant?
It's the same as the pill if it's taken regularly, so like 99.9%.
Holy
it'd be
fuck.
Really rare
so
to get
like
pregnant.
Super sperm to get you pregnant, like with the one.
Yeah,
of those.
Or there'd have to be some like issue with the IUD, which could totally happen.
How's the IUD work? Does the doctor have to put it in, or you like finger bang yourself? How does that work?
No.
What?
The doctor puts it in. I've seen videos. It's like actually really tiny, and it like goes like all the way up there, and then it pops open, right?
It's a plug, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like it plugs your cervix, mm-hmm. and the cervix is like the same thing that dilates where the baby comes out, mm-hmm. and it's like where the sperm has to go in mm-hmm. to actually like impregnate you.
Holy
There's
shit.
Hormones involved as well, so it's not like just a plug. It's hormonal as well. They have non-hormonal versions, which are copper IUDs, but I didn't want to do that
because
I heard
scary.
It yeah and I heard it gives you like horrible periods, like really painful, really
God.
bad.
What's a horrible period? You bleed a lot or just like cramping a lot or both?
Both.
Yeah,
that's like, is that like a 10 of like horrible periods where you're just bleeding uncontrollably and you're just fucking cramping, like hunched over?
I have had periods that are so fucking bad that like I pass out. And
oh
I've
my
heard,
God.
Yeah. Jesus. And I've heard that that happened to girls that have the copper ones.
Yeah.
I've also heard that, like, sometimes they can poke your actual, what is it, uterus?
Uterus,
and
yeah.
you could end up being infertile. Uh-huh. And no, women go through a lot. So
and
that,
they can get lost in your body.
Yes.
You know how, like, your body can reject implants and stuff? Well, this is technically an implant. So, like, if my body was like, I don't want you in here, it can, like, force it out and get lost somewhere in my body. Some women have to get, like, surgery. It's super rare, which
yeah.
is why, like, I went with the IUD, because yeah. it's very rare. And you can, like, there's checks you can do to make sure it's still in place and stuff. But, yeah, it's a lot.
Gina, if you were reincarnated, would you come back as a woman or would you come back as a man?
That's a hard question.
Because I would absolutely come back as a man every single fucking time because of stuff like that we're just talking
too.
About. You guys go through way, way fucking more than men. You guys go through so much hella shit.
Yeah. I guess it, for one, it 100 fucking percent determines or depends on what time in the world I'm coming back as. If it's any time in the past from today, it's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Our rights, woo, they were, like, non-existent not too long ago.
You know what's fucking crazy? Like, I literally didn't know that, like, women didn't have the right to vote for, like, that long. I thought that was, like, oh, in 1812.
Wow. Really?
But I didn't know that it was, like, literally less.
When was that? When was, what is it? The, was it the
50s
the fucking,
or some bullshit?
Huh?
The 50s or something?
I felt like it was early.
That?
It was, like, the
I thought
40s?
It was, like, the 40s. I want to guess 30s or 40s, which is
still
not that
crazy,
long ago, guys.
Right?
Like, there are people alive today that were probably born when women couldn't vote.
Yeah. Insane. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard, and you don't have to answer that, and neither of you have to answer this, I've heard from, like, the whole period thing just fascinates me. Like, women forget that they had a tampon in and they put another one in.
Toxic shock syndrome?
Yes.
Or
that's
just
what
like
it's
when
called.
They double it
that's
up.
What it's called,
yeah.
toxic
yeah.
shock. It's like, that's fucking, like, but I understand, like, you have so much going on in your life. You forgot you have one up there, you put another one, and all of a sudden you have to be rushed to the hospital.
It could get septic, like, it's life-threatening.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Uh-huh. You ever forgotten that you have a tampon in?
No.
Well,
I personally have not.
How old were you the last time that you actually bled through to your pants?
Oh, my pants?
Yeah, because I feel like that happened to me when I was like, actually, I was in college, JK, but.
I feel like that doesn't happen too much anymore.
Yeah.
Like back in the days, I remember back in the days,
well,
you've seen that a lot. Or
I will say, I personally have never had a really heavy flow.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
It's never really been that big of an issue for me. But I'm sure I did it at least once or twice, maybe in middle school, like when I first started and I was trying to figure that shit out, you know, it was all confusing, but no.
I'll get it off the periods. If you weren't,
thanks.
If you didn't, like, let's say, God forbid, I want to fucking knock,
mm-hmm.
the morning mess got fired today, what the fuck would you do?
Well, I would honestly probably send my husband back to work immediately because his skill set is a more money-making position right off the bat. Mine is kind of more creative, and I feel like creative jobs are much harder to find.
Yeah.
So I would definitely beg him to go into tech somehow, whether he's coding, which he hates, or if it's like tech support, whatever it is, we'd be okay in that regard. But what I would do is really get serious about blogging. I've always, like, I have my domain. I really want to start my blog. And the more I learn about that, yo, like, bloggers can make a shit ton of money. Like, they can
yes,
make a
lot.
Oh, my God. If you have good traffic to your website,
wow.
the advertisements that you can put into place. I used to fucking hate when you Google a recipe and there's like a 5 million word essay in front and the recipe's at the bottom. They do that because they can make more off their ads that way. You got to scroll past all their ads to get to the recipe. And I know my mom is an amazing cook. I've definitely got some skills in the kitchen. We have that farm thing going on. I would invest all my energy into this blog. And I feel confident right now that I could definitely turn that around. I'd probably try to grow my Instagram more and be more on that influencer side of things, like that mom life, but that urban farm life. Like, I have a plan.
In
that's
place.
Good.
Yeah.
So, like, then the goal is with the blog is to focus more on, like, cooking?
It would be home style. So cooking would be, if I had a perfect blog, there'd be a cooking section, there would be an urban farm section,
ooh.
And then there would just be kind of like a lifestyle section, like decorating your home for the holidays,
right.
like going to the Dollar Tree for those cheap crafts. I wouldn't want to focus on any more than three areas because at that point it just becomes too much to me.
I have a question. So let's say that, like, okay, so you would focus on your blog. You say your husband hates coding, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
And that would probably be the first thing that you did would be send him back to work. Would you want to grow your blog with the hopes that your husband could get out of work again?
Absolutely.
How do you respond to people that are super against, I guess, like, they're not used to seeing the woman be the bread maker? Like, have people vocally express that to you?
Not to me face to face. The only place I've ever really seen it is online. And to be honest, like, I really don't give him that time of day. If I had to be honest, I'd probably just tell him to fuck off. Like, I don't care. It's my life. And I love having my husband home with my kids. I'd much rather him be there than, I don't know, like a nanny or something, right, or a daycare. And if that works for your family, that's fine. Obviously, you know, do what you want to do. But his parents weren't excited about the idea.
Does he like it? Would he rather be a stay-home dad, or does he miss working, getting out the fucking house?
I ask him this all the time because, above all, I want him to be happy,
right,
as well. So he confuses the fuck out of me on that, to be honest, because he's such an extroverted guy.
Yeah.
I know he gets bored in that house. So I try to make sure he has excuses to leave. But what's hard for him, he doesn't want to go leave alone. That's the whole thing. He wants me to come with. He wants me to do things with him. He's like, okay, yeah, Gina, like, I appreciate you saying that I can go do what I want here, but I want you doing it with me. But we have these kids, so sometimes that just doesn't work.
We have these kids we got to take care of.
Yeah. If that fucking IUD doesn't work, we might have three.
Oh, my God. Well, do you think that that's something that's going to change? I mean, I know that the babies are really young right now. Is that something you would switch up, like, I don't know, once they're both in, like, preschool and so on?
I really want that to be his decision. I'm really big on finding your own happiness, and I think that's really important. I can't tell him what to do with his life. I know right now that there's something missing for him, and that's why he's been picking up a lot of work on the side. Yes, it does help with the money, and we definitely could use it after this year. But the one thing about that man, he does not want to work 40 hours a week. He's like, no, I'm tapped out around 2025. That's my happy place. And I'm like, great. Find a part-time job doing something that you love. And that totally works for me.
You know what I see Bryce doing? You know, Bryce is such a social person. He'd be dope bartender at a speakeasy, man.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. There's a pub around the corner from our house, and our neighbor is the cook. And he found out that their bartender is going to be getting fired. And the bartender is also the server. It's a pretty small place.
Right.
And they're only open nights, like 4 days a week. He wants to apply. He wants to go work.
Of course, do it.
Yeah.
He wants to do it.
Like the handlebar mustache and learning like 4 or 5.
They only serve beer, and he's a beer guy. Because I told him, I was like, you don't know how to make cocktails. Like, no shade. I'm just trying to be real with you, babe. Yeah. Why are they going to hire you? You need to be prepared for that question. He's like, they don't do cocktails. It's just beer. I was like, fuck it.
That's the fucking problem.
I see him as a bartender.
Yeah.
And then little by little learning how to make cocktails.
That's something he has always wanted to do.
Since you've met Bryce, has he always been a sexaholic?
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
What's good enough for Bryce? Because in my mind, and we all know that I'm separated now, but I was more of the Bryce. You know, and Amber was more of the you, to where, like, God, I couldn't get enough. Like, what's enough for Bryce a week?
I honestly think 6 times a week would be enough for him.
Wow,
he doesn't get 6 times a week. Like, I'll tell you that right now.
Because
that's just, like, it's really unreasonable with our schedule and with the kids. Like, shit, sometimes I don't have a free moment to myself until 8:30 at night. And it's like, I'm so sorry, Bryce, but I need some time for me.
Remember when we did the live podcast? I think it was Thick Choney's there, one of our morning messengers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and they said that they had sex how many fucking times?
Twice, at least twice a day.
Ooh, see, if he could, he would.
See, I couldn't do that.
That's a no from me.
There is no such thing as a bad time for him.
Right.
None. I could wake him up at any given hour.
He's ready.
He could be sore from whatever working out he did. He doesn't care. For me, I get tired. No, don't fucking touch me. I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, I got another question. This is for me and Anish. I'm asked for us, Anish. Because Gina tried out for the morning show before this. A year and a half ago. How long have we been together? Year and a half now, right?
Over a year
almost
and a half.
2 years,
almost
guys.
2 years now.
In like 2 months, it'll literally be two.
So that, we had an audition before Natasha was on the show, and it literally became, right in the show, was between Gina and Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
So Natasha got the spot. And did you hate me and Anish when you didn't get it?
No.
Were you like pissed off at us?
No. Because here's the thing.
And I just asked that because we had a couple of friends and people that tried out. Remember Anish? And they fucking didn't talk to us anymore. They're just like,
well, yeah.
It was like real personal then. We're like, no, it's like, it's, and we're not cool anymore.
Well, let me just like dissect this a bit. Was I upset? Absolutely, because I wanted it. If I wasn't upset, then I wouldn't have wanted it.
Right.
You know, that doesn't make sense. Of course I was upset. But Natasha's a fucking rock star. To me, if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose to the best. And I really do see her as one of the best talents I've ever witnessed in my career. So it was definitely something I could accept and understand. And I wasn't mad at you guys. I understood the appeal. I understood why she got the position. But I was upset.
And the second time you tried out, there was no hesitation. You're like, fuck that. I'm getting it this time. Or like, oh, fuck, I'll try again.
No, I mean, it was more like, I'm going to try really fucking hard. I'm going to beat my own drum really loud, which is something I've never done as a person. I've just never really been like my own cheerleader. And I'm like, I feel like that's what they need to see from me if I'm going to get this. They need to know that I fucking believe in me. Because if I don't, why would you?
Yeah.
But I did tell myself, if I don't get chosen a second time, I'm not auditioning for a third time. Because I go back to what you say, don't go to a party you're not invited to.
Right.
If I'm knocking at your door two times and you're telling me no two times, that's not for me then.
I fucking love how savage Gina was with the audition process to get on the show this last time. Gina was literally, weren't you like writing shit for us while other people were auditioning?
Yep.
I fucking love that
shit. I was
shit.
Scared. I talked to someone else in the building about that because I wanted to, but I didn't want to be seen as an asshole or a bitch or stepping on someone else's toes because that's their time to do their thing.
Nah,
so I was
that.
Really,
I
that
loved
was
it.
Like a, I was really unsure about that. And then that person I spoke to said, do it. And I was like, oh, fucking okay, here we go. And I did it.
Anish, do you remember the process? I remember the whole audition process. Before we got this dream team here, I knew Carla and Gina were going to be in the top. And then there was probably like a couple of more girls. Did you see this what would you call it, this quartet?
Well, the story goes that it wasn't supposed to be a quartet. So my vision wasn't that broad up until you called me up and you'd given me the idea. Well, shared the idea, I should say. But no, I've loved it ever since. Like, do you remember the phone call? Because I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, no, I remember. Yes. I remember that they gave us. I think it was a Sunday, and we had to decide by Monday. They're like, Gina or Carla, Gina or Carla, and I couldn't sleep. And then Bing, and I was like, I called Anish. I remember it was like, yo, why don't we just ask for Gina and Carla? Because their thing was, we have to make this show the shit.
Like, yeah.
And I told them. Because, and I've shared this on the podcast, I was over mornings. Like, going through different partners, I was like, I'm over fucking this, man. It's just not going to a party you're not invited to. Like, maybe I'm not supposed to do mornings. Maybe I'm supposed to be, like, an afternoon DJ somewhere. So all I kept thinking was, like, what's going to win? And I was like, God, Gina and Carla are so opposite, and me and Anish are so opposite. And then I saw it, and I was like, well, we might as well fucking ask. Because what are they gonna? What's the worst they're gonna say? No, and I remember I called Anish and he's like, "Bitch, bitch, I love that idea. I'm glad it worked out. I was just wondering that first time around. I know two pretty good friends. I would say at the time they don't talk to me because they didn't make it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean it's a job. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's professional. Like I don't.
You've mentioned that you've had like other positions where people treated you like shit, and you're still cool with them, like.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that you're referencing specifically, because they reached out to acknowledge it and make amends, to me, self-accountability is really important in any relationship that I have. So if you can own what you did, I'll absolutely respect your apology and we're cool. That's it. That's all I need. You know, don't sweep it under the rug.
Is there one person in your life that you can recall, and you don't have to say their name, that you could never forgive for something that they did to you?
Say their name.
I really don't think so. One, oh no, I guess I've had some fucked up shit done to me. I'm just like a very forward moving person.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes it's easy for me to not hold someone accountable because I don't want to fucking deal with all that energy and I would just rather move on with our lives. But I don't think that there's any one person who's done me so fucking dirty that no matter what, I wouldn't forgive you. Now, I say there's someone that would apologize and I'd be like, cool, I wouldn't be your friend again, but I'm not going to hate you.
Right. Question, as we talk about, you know, people are giving me, they get me in my feels because me and my wife separated and they said we were relationship goals. And then they'll start asking me for advice. How do I make it work? Because we're going to the same thing. Or what is your advice for people that look at your relationship? Like, I love the relationship of you and Bryce because it's so non-conventional. He's a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
You work, and you guys look so happy when you have beautiful children. What's your advice for people that are trying to make it work?
That's super, super hard to answer. Marriage is such an interesting thing, at least the way that I look at it. I don't know if there's a lot brides could do aside from abuse. You know, if someone's abusing you, don't make it work with that person. Right. Obviously, that ain't worth saving. But I think literally anything else, I'd go through with him.
An affair? Would you go through an affair with him?
Yeah.
An affair?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
Because some people say no.
I don't. Multiple affairs? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
A question about that. If it was an affair that happened after you had kids or before you had kids, like, does that factor change anything with the way that you look at the situation?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm so lax with sex, I guess, that, like, to me, it's all about communication. Like, even if Bryce, like, told me, like, I'm feeling like our sex life isn't good, if we couldn't fix it, I might even, like, I don't even know if I'd care if he'd fuck someone else, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
And it's that's just how I am physically. Like, to me, that physical connection does not compare to what we have, and I know that.
So the difference for you, because I've heard this from people, and I think you have to grow, and Gina's is still in her 20s, but I feel like you're an older soul. There's a difference of cheating and an affair.
Oh, yeah.
So he can pretty much fuck somebody, admit to it, ask for your forgiveness, you'll forgive him. An affair might be a little bit more to you because, like, wait, you're going to ask the why.
Right.
Why are you having this relationship? Forget the physical fucking. What's the relationship with you? Is it an emotional?
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, I've even talked about this with him before because I would never, I don't know, I'm just like not a very emotionally attached person to many people in my life. Mm-hmm. So the thought of like getting emotionally attached to someone else, let's say if our relationship was open, yeah. God, that sounds fucking exhausting for me.
Doesn't it?
Yes. But that being said, I also don't want him to go off and do that because like you're my person. And to answer Anisha's question, I do think it changes with kids. Like I think I'd fight a lot more for our relationship now because we do have children and I want them to have us together, but you do have to be together and happy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be together and angry because that's not a good situation for kids either.
So I think it was earlier you mentioned that there was something missing for Bryce and you could feel that.
Yeah.
You, I feel like you're in a position where, so you're working full time, when you get home, you're a mama and like you do have two under two. Do you ever feel like there's something, because I saw you posted a TikTok on our Morning Mess TikTok where you said sometimes you like forget to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if, do you ever feel like there's something missing for you? And do you ever feel like because you're so busy, you don't have the time to figure out A, what it is or actually do it?
The one thing that's really missing for me right now is time to myself because I have always been introverted and I've always been in a place where I had that time to myself. But our job is really demanding and it's very social. So our job is not really set up for an introvert. It's a social job. So when I'm here, I'm using up all that social energy. And when I go home, I want to recharge alone. But then my husband needs my social energy. So like, yes, what's missing for me in my life right now is that me time. The time that I find for myself, I selfishly take. That's why sometimes Bryce and I clash heads because it's like, I'm sorry, I know that you need this extrovert time, but I need you to find someone else to give it to you because if I don't get my introvert time right now, I'm not going to get it at all. And I'm going to be a real mean fucking person if I don't get to recharge. So I'm kind of selfish with that. It's not a lot of time. I need more of it, but I'm very sacred over what I can get.
You know what I'm missing?
What?
Cutwater cocktail.
Ooh.
This would have been perfect. We got to do more of these podcasts at the Cribbo or somewhere where we can just get a little saucy, man.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was one of my favorites when we could get a little loose on some cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of go off. You know what else I liked about your crib?
What?
That if we needed a haircut while we were drinking on the Cutwater cocktails, we could just order one on the eCuts app. That's ECUTZ app, and they would have gone straight to your house.
See, while we're chasing down these mules and these margaritas from Cutwater cocktails, I'd actually would like to see you get a haircut done. That'd be pretty cool.
We can make it happen.
Yeah,
but my hair's already so short, dude. Gina, you cut your hair.
Hell no.
Wait.
I have been growing my luscious locks.
Wait, Anish will.
Anish, you can get a trim.
Yeah, well, while I've been isolating, I buzzed my hair. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can they trim up?
They do children.
They do children?
They do children.
Okay, okay. So Anish or Carly, you got to have some kids, and then we'll get theirs done.
There you go.
Wait, do they do beards and stuff? Do they lineups?
I think so. I'm not super sure about that.
Okay. Maybe we get a little lineup or something like that.
That is super convenient, though.
That is. Right? That's some boss shit, too.
Right. It really is. You're right? Like, oh, I'm going to go in your own home. Like, bitch, I ain't got to leave. I'm going to sip this cold water cocktail and get my hair looking right.
While doing a podcast.
Yes.
So fucking 2020.
Look at us. We're fancy.
We're going to fucking make that happen really, really quick.
Yep. Gina, one last thing you want to say before this podcast ends? What do you want the world to know about you?
One last thing I want to say. Stop comparing Carla and I to each other because that's fucked up. You never compare Joey to Anish, and we're two unique individuals and we both are awesome.
People compare you guys?
All the time.
Oh, really? I never got.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys are saying she's better if you're DMing her, so fuck you. We're awesome and special in our own ways.
Yes.
All right. So next week it'll be Carla. We'll be doing the podcast, Getting to Know Carla. And until then, mask up. Have a blessed weekend to the week. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.